Welcome to Reformation Gospel. Discover the healing truth, and all your efforts to be accepted by God will finally be brought to rest.
So, part three of eschatology from a full preterist perspective. So in part two, I made reference to Matthew chapter 16, verse 28, and I was reading that verse where Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." And I explained that the word "see" also could mean perceive mentally, as in with your mind's eye, or by revelation, by discernment, by understanding, by comprehension. And that is actually made much clearer when we go to the book of Revelation. So let me just turn to that. Revelation, and we start in chapter 1. Now, chapter 1, verse 1 really sets the whole sort of parameters and establishes the direction and basically the lens through which we should interpret the whole book of Revelation. And so let me read that verse to you. "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John." So the book of Revelation is really exactly what is stated here. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. It is not the revelation of the Antichrist. That is a take or a twist or a complete sort of misdirection that we see in much of today's, specifically dispensationalism. So much talk about the Antichrist and sort of anticipating whom it could be, and he's alive on this earth right now, etc. Well, let me just also say that not once is the word Antichrist referred to in the book of Revelation. It is mentioned by John, who wrote the book of Revelation, in his letters, specifically 1 John. But he wasn't referring to one individual. He, in fact, was saying there are many antichrists in the world. And he said that of his time. Now, any person who holds a view that's against Christ or anti the Christ, the truth about Christ, whom he was, the Son of God, Son of Man, died for the sin of the world and rose again and redeemed humanity, anything that opposes and challenges that and tries to make that as untrue is an anti-Christ perspective. And John was simply saying that there were many antichrists, many people who held to antichrist viewpoints. And he does provide a bit more specifics in his letter. That's not the point of this particular message. What I'm saying is, and I believe what is said here in Revelation 1, verse 1, that this is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show unto his servants things which must shortly, not 2,000 years later, shortly come to pass. Again, this again just completely blows certain ideas out of the water. You can't say shortly will be 2,000 years later. I mean, if you came to me now and said, you know, in 2,000 years from now, the world's going to explode. Now, I would find that disturbing. I would find that a horrible idea, but it wouldn't cause me to panic right now. You see what I'm saying? And the things that Jesus was talking about to his disciples in Matthew 24 Mark 13, Luke 21, the things he said that would come to pass. And then we see here in the book of Revelation, a lot of things that are being shown that would come to pass. And here the verse is saying, shortly, shortly must come to pass. So if those things that were said to come to pass would for that generation be something that would happen 2,000 or maybe 3,000 years later, well, I don't think it would cause them that much stress that they would, that it would be life-changing for them. They might make an odd decision here and there that could perhaps set the world on a different course, but it certainly wouldn't cause panic. You know, it does take away from the hype and the excitement of a sensationalist sort of eschatology and, oh, you know what, Jesus is coming back soon and we're all going to get raptured and we'll escape all the horrible stuff that will then happen on this planet, which I believe is an escapist mentality. You know, what about the people left here? And don't tell me, oh, well, they didn't believe, so it's their fault, so therefore they're going to suffer. Well, sorry, that's just not good enough. And that's really quite unloving if you are a Christian and a believer of the gospel. And don't tell me all of the people who don't believe in Jesus are evil. They're not. Some of them are really good. In fact, much gooder than some Christians I know. So there you go. I mean, there's some really good people. And because they've not taken the time, whatever the reason was in their life, that they never got down to thinking about spiritual things or God, and never got down to acknowledge Christ as their King, as their Savior, doesn't mean that they're pure evil. You know that to be true. You know that there's some really loving, wonderful people out there, and when they express love in their own way, God is moving on them. Their heart is molded by the presence and the love of God for them, and it makes them loving towards other people. They may not acknowledge that it's God who's, you know, helped them to perceive love throughout their lifetime, but they are loving to other people. And we can't say, well, you know, it said that, you know, serve them right when we get raptured, and these people, they didn't believe in Jesus, so no. You just can't even stand up there and preach that. Sorry, not holding back here. I will make sure I will not say any inappropriate words, but there's some that might just slip through. Anyway. Revelation 1 verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ and everything else that is said there in that verse. The revelation of Jesus Christ, that's what this book is about. It's the word revelation, again, is the Greek word apocalypse, which often is used, and the etymology of this word is developed into the idea that the apocalypse is going to be a disastrous set of events in our world. We say, oh, it's going to be apocalyptic. But what you're really saying is going to be revelatory or revelation. And the whole book here is referring to the revelation of Jesus Christ. And it was happening to that generation. The overarching event was the revelation of Jesus Christ. And so in closing, let me just read this particular verse here of chapter 1, Revelation, verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. So interesting is how this was translated from the Greek. And so when you read it in the Elizabethan English, the King James Version, it says, "And all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him." And that would, of course, create the idea that this is going to be a global event. But it was nothing of the sort. It was quite local. And the word earth is actually the word land. And so all the kindreds of the land shall wail because of him. And it is really, if you take it in context throughout the book and throughout the New Testament, it was referring to the 12 tribes of Israel. So the 12 tribes of Israel on the land would wail because of him. And again, the word seeing here in verse 7 is the exact same word that Jesus referred to in Matthew 16, verse 28, when he said, "Some of you standing here will see." Again, it's a seeing, perceiving, mentally comprehending, discerning, and finally understanding that some people, you know, actually betrayed the Son of God and condemned him to be crucified and rejected him as their the anointed one, their Messiah. And they must have had realization, you know, it became real to them that what Jesus said something like 37 years prior to that, when he stood before the high priest and he said, "Some of you will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of coming with the clouds of heaven." But Jesus prophesied it then, foretold it then, and it became a realization. And so what happened is they had a revelation. The curtains were opened. Jesus Christ was revealed to them. Jesus, Yehoshua, the Anointed One. And that's what this book is about. Again, Revelation 1 verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John.
For more information, go to reformationgospel.com.